This, my friends, is why meditation is so very important at this time. It is because man on earth does not understand his desires, and, since he does not understand his desires, he does not understand the gifts of the Creator. He interprets them quite erroneously. And, my friends, the Creator never planned for his children to be the recipients of that which they did not desire. However, man on earth is desiring things that he does not want. But he does not realize this. He can realize this, very simply, through the process of meditation. He may know himself and his true objective. That objective, my friends, is the same for all people throughout all of the creation. Even though, as on your planet, they do not realize the objective. The objective, my friends, is a return to the Creator and a return to the true creation. Many of his children have wandered far from truth. They have forgotten that condition in which they were originally. 133, Chapter 6, Entering the Silence, Created. They have wandered from this condition due to a desire to experience other things. And these experiences have led them to other desires which have led them even farther from the original truth. Man on earth at this time is in a state of ignorance with respect to the principle of desire. This principle has been stated many times. You know of it as, ask, and you shall receive. We say, knock, and the door shall be opened. Open to what, my friends? Open to truth, a truth that will make you aware of what you actually desire. Seek and ye shall find, it has been said. Seek this truth, and know your desire. But first, my friends, it is necessary that you desire to seek. All of you here tonight desire to seek, and you are seeking. But many of your fellow beings upon the surface of this planet are not even aware of the possibility of seeking or of the fruits of seeking. They continue living in a state of desire that is erroneous to that which their true being would achieve. It is necessary that we make available to as many of the people of this planet as would receive our thoughts the principles upon which the creation actually functions. It is necessary for the people of this planet to understand the principle of desire. February 13, 1974. Your people on this planet seek many things. However, they seek these things in what we would consider to be a very strange way. They seek the result of their desires almost exclusively within what they know as the physical illusion that they now enjoy. Since they are unable to experience in their waking state anything but this physical illusion, they then think that this is all that exists, and they attempt to find expression of their desires strictly within this illusion. This results in the fulfillment of false desires. The people who fulfill these false desires wonder why, having fulfilled them, 134, Chapter 6, Entering the Silence, they do not find happiness. This has been demonstrated upon your planet many times, but little heed has been taken of it. The desires still remain very strong, and the people about you strive with much energy to fulfill them. Having fulfilled them, they then, as I have said, wonder. They wonder why they still have desires, for as soon as they have fulfilled one, they have generated another. We are going to attempt to give you instruction at this time on the proper use of desires so that you may work within the truth of the creation and become once more knowledgeable about its function. There are certain desires that every individual has within him. These desires are a natural state, and they should be fulfilled. The reason the individual has these natural desires is that he is a part of the creation, and the Creator had an original desire, which continues throughout all time and all space. This desire of the Creator was to provide an experience for all of his parts that would fulfill in totality the desire of all of his parts. But since all of his parts have this same desire, then it should be evident that this desire is to serve the other parts. This is how we have interpreted the functioning of creation. This is why within each individual throughout all of the creation there dwells a desire to serve the creation in any way that he can. This dwells within each of the people, all of the entities of this planet, for all of them are a portion of the Creator. It is possible to fulfill this desire. As we have said, the Creator has attempted to provide only good for all of his children. But since all of his children are a part of the Creator, and since all of us, and everything, is in actuality one thing, then we have this necessity occurring within each individual in all of the parts of the creation, an attempt to serve. This is natural. The planet upon which you now stand serves you. The growth that comes from the planet serves you. It's 135, Chapter 6, Entering the Silence. Atmosphere serves you. Its water serves you. The entire creation serves you. You feel the energy from your sun. It serves you. This principle is simply the original concept of the Creator being expressed through all of its parts, for this concept remains undiminished. For this reason, you will find that you will achieve what you actually desire only if you are to serve the rest of the creation. This is a law that is natural. This law is the creation. February 23, 1974. We desire to serve our fellow man, as the teacher known to you as Jesus desired to serve. We desire to serve you. We must serve you to the best of our ability. What you desire is that you grow in a spiritual sense, so that you may better serve your fellow man, fulfilling your desire, your fellow man's desire and the desire of the Creator. When our meeting with you will increase your spiritual growth and therefore meet your desire, we will desire to meet with you. I hope that I have made this point more clear. You are desiring at this time that of which you are aware that is desirable. The reason that you are not aware of what you actually desire is that you are conditioned to understand that which has been given to you as the illusion. If you will avail yourself to truth through meditation, then you will understand what you desire. What you desire is that you grow in a spiritual sense in order to serve your fellow man and in order to fulfill your desire, his desire, and the desire of the Creator. 136, Chapter 6, Entering the Silence. Seeking, ask, and it shall be given you. Seek and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh, receiveth, and he that seeketh, findeth, and to him that knocketh it shall be opened. Bible, Luke 11, 9-10. Comment. This comment was written in 2009. The Confederation's view is that planet Earth's people are, for the most part, asleep in terms of being aware that there is more than this apparent world, its goals of comfort and security and the ambitions of the world for love, money and power. They hope to awaken those who are sleeping lightly and to offer them thoughts which will wake them up. And so they talk about meditation. They feel that with meditation, a person's thoughts will begin to come more and more into confirmation with the one original thought of the Creator, and the seeker of the truth of love will be born. Channeling Selections, February 9, 1974. Seek truth, and you must surely find. Ask, and it will surely be given. These truths are in your sacred books. This is a law of the universe, for your desire sparks cause and effect. February 9, 1974. We are always available to aid in guiding your seeking. But, my friends, we cannot do this, if you do not seek. This message is not meant so much for this group as it is for those who will read it at a later time. For this group is seeking. Seek, my friends. Seek. This is the word that opens the door to 137, Chapter 6, Entering the Silence. Everything that exists throughout all space and all of time. Seek. Seek. And what will you find? You will find love, for that is all that there is to find. For that is all that there is. February 25, 1974. Be patient, for all things come to these who seek. Seeking, my friends, is the most important thing that you do. All of us in this creation seek. What we seek is the important thing. Many of your people seek, but they do not seek things that are of any value. Every day you are given suggestions of things that you should seek, but if you will examine them, you will find that most of them are of very little value. When you seek that truth that is permanent and everlasting, then you seek that which is of significance. We of the Confederation of Planets in the service of the Infinite Creator are here to help your people with their seeking. As I have said before, there are all too few of them who are even aware that such seeking is important. Actually, they have chosen their physical incarnations at this time for the purpose of seeking the truth of which I speak. They are, however, for the most part, unaware of this. This is unfortunate. We are attempting to remedy it in many ways, and we are enlisting as much aid as we possibly can. For at this time your people are in very great need of knowledge of how and what to seek. They have been seeking for so long within the material realms that most of them are totally unaware that seeking is possible within the spiritual realms. The religions of your world have, for the most part, eliminated the responsibility for individual seeking. This, however, is an extremely erroneous point of view. It is very necessary for the individual to seek truth, knowledge and the ultimate and supreme love of the Creator if he is to grow in strength and spirit and understanding and at some future time. 138. Chapter 6, Entering the Silence, take his rightful position in the Father's creation. This, my friends, is why seeking is so important. It is the only way for your people to get from where they are to where they should be. March 8, 1974. It is a great privilege once more to be able to speak to those who seek. There are not too many on this planet who seek. We of the Confederation of Planets in the service of the Infinite Creator are here to help those who seek. It has been written in your holy works that if you seek, you shall find. We are here to help those who seek. We are here to help them find. And what, my friends, shall we help you find? We will help you find life, life as it was intended, life as you desire it. There is one man on earth presumes to be life abundant upon this planet. However, this life is not acting in a manner ever intended by our Creator. There are many problems upon the surface of your planet. All the life that is so abundant about you is reacting to the conditions that are not in harmony with the Creator's plans. Yes, my friends, these conditions affect not only the people who dwell upon this planet, but all life forms. We of the Confederation in the service of our Infinite Creator are here to attempt to teach to those who would wish to learn how to live. We have stated many times that there is a great advantage in living as the Creator intended. However, there is no way for us to show you what such a life is like. It is only possible for us to show you how to live such a life. When you do this, you will then understand what the Creator planned for all of us. I am aware that many of you are anxious to succeed with your seeking. I am aware that some of you think that your progress is all too slow. This is nothing about which to be concerned. 139, Chapter 6, Entering the Silence. It is only necessary that the individual first desire to seek that which our Creator intended, and then, if he continues in his seeking, all of those things which he desires in his meditations will be added. The seeking, my friends, is very important. This is of utmost importance. There are many people upon this planet who are seeking something. However, very few are seeking what was meant for them to seek by their Creator. They are seeking things that are within the illusion that they have created. They are seeking these things because they don't know of anything else worth seeking. There is only one thing worth seeking. There are many ways of defining it. There are many pathways to it, and there are many names for it. But, my friends, no matter how you name it, no matter how you reach it, no matter what it is that you achieve, there is only one objective. That objective is the same for each of us. It is only necessary that man realize that he has this common objective with his fellow man. Once this is realized, and once he begins to seek for this objective, he will be guided, for this is the way the creation functions. And to what will he be guided? What, my friends, is this objective that we all seek? It is very simple. As I have said, it can be called by many names. And it can be reached by many pathways. However, it is simply a return to the awareness, to the thinking of our Creator. This thinking has been demonstrated in the past. Guidelines have been set down for the people of this planet to follow. For they were not able to reason these pathways themselves. They were not ready to seek and actively find that common goal. But in laying down these guidelines and in showing these pathways, there was a generation of misunderstanding. For this reason, we say that it is necessary to meditate. For then and only then can you understand the true meaning of 140, Chapter 6, Entering the Silence, these guidelines and of these pathways that lead to our common objective. March 9, 1974. I am going to speak on the subject of seeking. This is a very important subject. It is perhaps the most important of all subjects that could be spoken about. I would like to explain why seeking is important. Seeking is a way of growing. In truth, For the people of this planet at this time, it is their only way of truly rapidly growing, my friends, in a sense that is spiritual. The people of this planet at this time are almost all children, in a spiritual sense. Most of them are not at this time seeking spiritual growth. This is very important, if an individual is to rapidly grow, spiritually. All of us throughout all space are growing, in a spiritual sense. However, some of us are growing much more rapidly than others. The reason for this growth is simply that these are the ones that are seeking. It is written in your holy works that it is necessary to seek if you are to find. This is with reference to finding spiritual enlightenment. This is in reference to developing the awareness that is necessary for man on earth to develop if he is to take his rightful place in the creation. We of the Confederation of Planets in the service of the Infinite Creator are aware that seeking is necessary if one is to get where he wishes to be, and one wishes to be at a higher state of awareness. Look about you, upon your planet. There are many conscious beings, in many forms of life. There are the animals, and birds, and the fish, and man on earth. And each has a state of higher awareness. But it seems that man has the higher state of awareness. And yet we tell you that this awareness is very minimal. And the awareness of man on earth can be raised to an awareness that he would consider godlike. 141, Chapter 6, Entering the Silence. But, my friends, this is what was meant for man to have. This was the original concept of the Creator, that this awareness would be possessed by all of his children. This is what it is necessary to seek, if you are to find this awareness. The reason that it is necessary to seek this awareness is that it cannot be given to you. It is something that each individual must find for himself. It is not a difficult thing to find. It is a very simple thing to find. It is only necessary that the individual go about seeking in a proper way. We are here to attempt to aid those who desire our aid in seeking our awareness, to find it. We will not attempt to confuse those whom we wish to aid with complex lectures on various problems and concepts. We will simply give to them the simplest of the Creator's ideas. For, my friends, his ideas are not complex. It is man, especially man on earth, who has made a complex set of rules and conditions for spirituality. The Creator's concept, my friends, is extremely simple. This we are here to bring to you. It is only necessary then that you seek an understanding of this simplicity. Then, upon understanding it, demonstrate it in your daily lives, and in your activities and associations with your fellow man. Then, my friends, the awareness that was meant for you will be yours. It is an extremely simple process. It is only necessary that, first, man on earth seek, my friends. This is what is necessary. This is the first step. Seek awareness, seek the spirituality that was meant to be yours, and surely you will find it. For this is the Creator's plan, that all of his children should have this. Seeking, my friends, is extremely simple. And yet, through the powers of your intellect, with the best of intentions, it is possible to make it seem complicated. There is the complication in your vision of the concept of time. And there is the complication in your vision of the concept of space. And you say where, and when, may I seek? 142, Chapter 6, Entering the Silence. In what place may I find holy ground? And at what time may I seek the Creator? My friends, you are the Creator. For the Creator is you. And, my friends, as it is written in your holy works, the place whereon you stand is holy ground. There is no complication in time, for all time is here and now. There is no complication in space, for all space is here and now. My friends, there is naught but seeking, there is naught but the Creator. It is only necessary for you to turn inwardly, into the light, and enter the light. These words are poor, but they lead the way to a new understanding. It is not necessary to have the most perfect meditation or the most proficient spiritual moments in order to be seeking. It is necessary only to turn your will. March 23, 1974. Seek understanding, my friends. Seek through meditation and seek to know the reason that the master teacher known as Jesus retreated from time to time to a place where there was silence, There was something he was seeking. Seek for the silence, where there is much understanding awaiting you. April 26, 1974. Our only concern is to help you with your spiritual seeking. A great deal of activity has already taken place upon the surface of your planet and within its atmosphere by way of interaction between those of us in the Confederation of Planets in the service of the Infinite Creator and those who dwell upon the surface of your planet. Each confrontation of whatever nature was intended in some aspect or another to turn those people involved toward an attitude of seeking. In many cases, my friends, we would say the majority of cases, this attempt worked, in that whatever anomalistic 143, chapter 6, entering the silence, phenomenon, out of the ordinary, as this instrument would put it, occurred created the alerting mechanism in that entity's mind which it was intended to create. Our problem, my friends, is not in gaining the ability to catch the attention of the people of your planet. Our difficulty is to aid them in a way that is truly consistent with all of their desires. We cannot transgress the principle of free will. This holds us in check so that we can come only as close as thought or, in some isolated instances, isolated contact. More definite contact must wait until we are more definitely welcome. Therefore, what we have to offer in the way of confrontation is largely a thought value. This is as it should be, my friends, and yet we put it to you, there is a continuing difficulty, not in alerting the consciousness of man of Earth alone, but in keeping those who are alerted within the active attempt that they are making. We have seen many, many people who have gone through some sort of confrontation and have gained a sense of seeking, only to place it far back in the closet of their mind, to be taken out at some future time. You cannot lose awareness, my friends. Yet, there is little time. And it is our desire that we may help each of you who truly desires it to seek not only when there is a reason for seeking that very day, but to seek each day in a self-perpetuating way, so that your thinking is completely independent of such things as physical or thought appearances of a controversial nature which turn you toward seeking. Seek ye first, my friends, is written in your holy works. Seek ye first the kingdom of heaven. If we can lead you to this level of seeking, then we will have been able to have produced in you the capacity, which you have always enjoyed, for continual, lifelong and productive seeking. Furthermore, once this seeking has taken its place within your life as knowledge which needs no impulse to give it the central place in your consciousness, then you are within the boundaries for a true 144, chapter 6, entering the silence, discipleship in which you join the service of the Infinite Creator. May 17, 1974. There are many ways, my friends, of gaining what you seek. However, what you seek now will change. It will change as you seek it, for this is the nature of seeking. For as you seek, you find, and as you find, you understand. And as you understand, you continue in seeking, but at a different level. So do not attempt to understand that which at present seems to be beyond you. Simply go within, and you will be led to an understanding that will place you upon a new plateau, from which you will be able to view much, much more of reality. Seeking, my friends, is not a direct attempt to understand each intellectual question which crosses your mind. Seeking is the attempt to know one's Creator. There will be in your seeking an unfoldment of understanding. Each step will show itself to you. When it does, raise yourself upon it, so that you may find the next one. We bring to man of Earth understanding, and yet we cannot speak to him and cause him to understand. We cannot communicate this understanding through channels. We can only point out directions for his seeking. For it will be necessary for him to change his point of view. And to change it, he must understand. And to understand, he must seek. There will be many paradoxes in your seeking, for this is the nature of seeking. But as you continue, these will dissolve. For you will reach a new plateau and a new understanding, and the seeming paradox that you have bypassed will appear in its true light. Meditation, my friends, is the only method of which we know to allow an individual rapidly to form this new basis for his understanding. For this is not dependent upon 145, chapter 6, entering the silence, preconceptions. It is not dependent upon the definitions of a language that was never intended for spiritual seeking. Redefine that which you experience. Redefine it through your seeking and through your growing awareness of the creation and our Creator. And then, my friends, you will not question, for you will know. For you will have grown in your understanding. It is sometimes frustrating to be unable to find answers to those questions that seem paramount, and directly in the path of your seeking. But these, too, will fade as you pass them by and become more and more aware of the single truth that permeates all things and answers all questions. We will continue to aid you in any way that we can, but primarily we will point out to you the wonders and the joy of the creation that you experience. And we will attempt to bring to you an understanding that will grow with each day, an understanding that will be a result of your meditation. Service to others, we are all one, beloved ones, and to serve others is only to serve yourself. Brother Philip, comment: this concept of service to others is perhaps the most basic concept given by the Confederation, after the concept of meditation. The drive which leads us to this material is a desire for knowledge. Once we begin to attain a degree of this new knowledge, the drive progresses within us to a desire to be of some service. The following messages are attempts to elucidate these concepts. 146, Chapter 6, Entering the Silence, Channeling Selections, January 4, 1974. I am in the service of our Infinite Creator. I am here, as are my brothers, to serve your people. This has been told you this evening. But there are some other things that should be told unto you at this time. We are here for another purpose. This purpose is to serve ourselves. For, my friends, in serving you, we serve ourselves. This is the way that the creation is built. It is made so that if you serve anyone or anything in this creation, you are serving yourself. This is a truth that cannot be varied. The creation, my friends, is one thing, and it is impossible in this creation to act without affecting yourself. This is not realized by most of the people of your planet, and for this reason they have affected themselves in a miserable way. We are very sorry for this, because in doing this they have not only affected themselves, they have affected us. They have made us very sad. We are sad because we are very sorry to see people as miserable as are yours. It is not necessary, my friends, to be miserable. It is necessary only to be extremely ecstatic at all times, for this is the way that our Creator intended it. When it is understood that all things are one, and it is impossible to serve anything without serving yourself, then the state of ecstasy that I spoke of becomes reality. January 8, 1974 Service, my friends, is very natural. It is the way of the Creator. It is the plan of the creation. Everything in the creation is performing a service. The vegetation that is abundant on your planet performs a service. But your people ignore this. The animals upon your planet perform a service, but this is largely ignored. The flowers, the very air, the water, perform a service, but this is ignored. If it were taken fully, 147, Chapter 6, Entering the Silence, into consideration, it would become obvious that everything in the creation is here to perform a service. This includes all the Creator's children. Each of you is here to perform a service. This is the plan of this infinite creation. This is how it works. It is only necessary to understand this, and then all things are possible. Unfortunately, upon the planet that you now enjoy, this principle is not understood. Very, very few of those who inhabit the surface of this planet understand the simplicity and totality of this plan. It is the way the creation functions. It is only necessary that you understand this, and then perform with the best of your ability these services to your fellow man, and then you too will be functioning the way that the Creator of us all planned. January 12, 1974 We, the Confederation of Planets in the service of the Infinite Creator, awaiting to meet as many of the people of your planet as would wish to meet us. The reaction of the people of your planet is quite varied, as, to their realization of our presence. Some of them seem convinced that we are here now. Some of them do not believe in us at all. That is exactly the condition for which we have strived. It is a condition which will produce a maximum effort on the part of the individual to seek, to seek the truth of our existence or of our non-existence. This seeking will lead him upon other ideas. These ideas have been presented in many forms in your literature in the past many hundreds of years. In his seeking he will, if things are correctly progressing, discover certain truths that have been available throughout all time.